The Australian hostage held captive by the Taliban for 3 years is now free. Timothy Weeks is still in Afghanistan undergoing health checks, but he will soon be home. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is thanking the United States government for its part in securing the Australian's release, which came as part of a prisoner swap. Political reporter Tom Eagledon has the latest.
Said to be in good spirits and described as in okay physical condition, 50-year-old Timothy Weeks' three-year ordeal as a hostage came to an end overnight. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison and his deputy Michael McCormack are both welcoming the news in their own way.
I couldn't be more thrilled. The Foreign Minister spoke to Tim's family. It was overnight, I think, and they are just rapt and very grateful.
And given the fact that he is has very yes. close connections to Wagga Wagga, I'm delighted. As a home, my hometown, yeah. I know all Wagga Wagga is celebrating today.
The Prime Minister says hard work by American officials paved the way for the breakthrough.
We thank very much the fantastic work that has been done by President Trump and the United States administration.
The Afghan government of President Ashraf Ghani is also a central player in the deal that saw the release of Timothy Weeks. Here's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne.
I know the Prime Minister is intending to speak to President Ghani later today and to convey Australia's thanks, and I look forward to seeing the time when we are able to welcome him back to Australia's shores.
When exactly that will be is not certain for now.
That's very much a matter for both medical advice if it's required, but also for Tim and his family.
Timothy Weeks had barely arrived in Afghanistan to take up a job as a teacher at the American University in Kabul in 2016 when he was snatched, along with an American colleague, Kevin King, who was also released overnight. In exchange, three members of the Taliban were freed from detention in Qatar. They include Anas Akhani, the younger brother of the Taliban's military chief, Hafiz Rashid, who's an important operational leader, and Haji Mali Khan, another senior commander.
These are quite significant figures in the Taliban, particularly the Haqqani network, which is the military, more violent wing of the Taliban.
Nirmatullah Ibrahimi is a senior research fellow at Alfred Deakin University, and he says the prisoner swap deal is an important moment for Ashraf Ghani's government as it looks to build confidence among its Western allies.
The Afghan government is in control of quite a significant number of Taliban prisoners, and any release of those prisoners would involve the Afghan government being supportive of any peace talks between the Americans and the Taliban.
So in a sense, this is the Afghan government dealing itself into the game as these talks continue between the US and the Taliban.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we don't know exactly if there is any formal talks happening now between the Taliban and the US, because there have been no confirmation of any direct meetings between US officials and the Taliban since September.
Is there some danger, in your view, in having these men released from detention?
Well, I think this decision hasn't been taken very lightly by the Afghan government, and I assume also the American officials who were also involved in this negotiation, because there have been evidences that, you know, previous prisoners have been released, they are just going back to the battlefield. But I understand that this time there have been some negotiations, probably there may be some conditions on their freedom. They may not be able to go back to Afghanistan as easily.
That's Nirmatullah Ibrahimi, a senior researcher at Deakin University. Tom Eagledon reporting.